ABC News, I'm Mike Dubosky. There have been three deadly military helicopter crashes since February, and now the Army is taking action to prevent them from happening again. The Army says it will ground all military aircraft for 24 hours next week as it looks into the causes of those crashes. The latest one this week in Alaska, when two helicopters collided, killing three people. According to State Department Deputy Press Secretary Vedant Patel, operations to keep Americans, to help Americans, are ongoing in Sudan.
Several hundred U.S. citizens have already departed Sudan, either by land, sea, or aircraft.
But he says less than 5,000 people have actually reached out to the State Department, and just a fraction of that have actually expressed a desire to leave the country. It was just last fall that water levels reached historic lows on the Mississippi River. Now the river is so flooded that shipping is expected to halt along northern portions of the river serving Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. This is ABC News. New York is on the way to becoming the first state to ban gas in new buildings. ABC's Dave Packer reports from New York.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul announcing a conceptual agreement in the state's 2024 budget that includes a proposal that would ban natural gas hookups in new buildings. The Democratic governor saying the budget would address climate change in part by making New York the first to mandate zero-emission new homes and buildings, first for smaller buildings in 2025 and then large buildings in 2028. It comes after New York City passed similar legislation. Republicans have criticized the banning of gas hookups as government overreach. Lawmakers will reportedly vote on the measures next week. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
At least a dozen school children and two adults were injured when a school bus in Ohio rear-ended another school bus. Here's Ohio State Highway Patrol Sergeant Heath Strasser.
The rear bus sustained engine damage. There were leaking fluids on the ground. They had to use some dry sweep to soak up those fluids.
I'm Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
ABC.